Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Much happening out there. Nick Fuentes just got rejected from TP USA. Tried entering at their conference. I think it's a yearly thing. We have Lily that's just dumping, just churning out videos. Even if I, for the reasons I explained yesterday, I have severe doubts that this woman understands politics enough to make a significant contribution to it. You have to admire the work ethic. She threw herself in the business of conservative commentary, and there she is, dropping the F word on every video. She has big eyes. She sees big. She wants to make it big. Well, you have to admire this aspect. Okay, we get finally a creator who's not like, I'm going to release some videos here and there. We get something. We get a product. It's kind of a mirror of my work ethic. I've always been doing videos every day. She's already published about 3 or 4 videos on her Twitter today. Some of them about cats. Do cats love us? Or are they... I didn't expect this in conservative commentary. Are cats... Is there a subversion of American society by cats? It's a four-letter word, Lily, but it's not cats, but you're getting there. You're touching it. You're very warm here. It's a four-letter word, but it's not the cats, Lily. It's not the cats. Saudi Arabia, we hear that they are stopping to use the U.S. dollar for oil sales. Of course, the whole idea of the petrodollar, of the fact that the USD was the basis, the unit of measure of wealth everywhere, has been an influential thing for the last 50 years, and we may be entering the point where this is not the case anymore. We see people turning to Bitcoin. We see Russia turning to its own economy. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, this is fake news about the petrodollar. But here's the thing. I've seen these news, and okay, they come from untrustable accounts. But at the same time, the community notes are not debunking properly. But like, look at this community notes here. There is not now, nor has there ever been, a 50-year agreement to trade oil in USD. Okay, that's irrelevant. Whether there's an agreement or not, the question is it still happening? Or is Saudi Arabia switching? So already you're fighting a straw man here. And then USD was selected at that time for the high liquidity of the currency. Well, that's a whataboutism. It doesn't tell me that the news is false. And then Saudi Arabia has no plans to change this arrangement in the immediate future. Well, what do you know about it? It's like, I can go check these fact-checking websites. If there's a rumor spreading that they're about to do it, do I trust the guy who says, yes, it's true, it's about to come? Or do I trust the guy that says, no, there's no evidence that it's about to come? Well, the guy who says there's no evidence is basically making an argument that absence of evidence is evidence of absence. So I don't believe those debunks that are based in, well, there's no evidence yet. If it's something that's discussed, perhaps there are some people who know about these discussions. Perhaps there are some people who don't know, which is why I phrased my report conditionally. When I introduce this news item, I say people are discussing that perhaps. So when you phrase conditionally like this, it's more accurate to tell what people are discussing about than to lie about it, that it's fake news. You don't know that it's fake news. You don't know that it's fake news. If you knew that it's fake news, you would have a proof for me that it's absolutely false. You just have an absence of evidence. Be careful about the epistemology here. Someone was asking, JF, have you checked out the Ryan Dawson tweet? Well, Ryan Dawson is always wrong about race, but it's like, I still consider him a friend. But it's like, how... okay, we have a friendship despite the fact that he's wrong on this ID. So his tweets about race, I very rarely debunk them because they're not worth. This is not coming from a serious voice in this domain. He's just laying out the arguments why he can self-deceive into not engaging in thinking about race. But so, yeah, I can go through it if you want, but it's like, yeah, racism is dumb. So first, it's like, bad is bad, okay? Ryan Dawson always starts with like, racism as a whole is dumb. Of course, surfing on the fact that within the current space of human sociality, you cannot come up and say racism is good. I mean, you're going to get banned first, but you're going to get rejected socially. It's like, okay, you're beating on a dead horse here, Ryan. Now talk to me about the facts about race. People will say things like 1350, a true statistic, so that 13% of a 13% size demographic commits 50% of the crime. And the true statistics will be denied by liberals. But this ignores the fact that all violent crime is done by less than 0.1% of the population, meaning the other 99.9% really didn't do nothing. For example, over 90% of rapes are by men, but over 99.9% of men never rape. Well, that's a good argument if someone was out there saying, I want to put every man in jail for raping, or I want to put every black person in jail for stealing a convenience store. But it's not the problem. When we talk about race and politics, we understand that our political decisions lead to changes in demographics, and that you don't need everyone in a population to be a murderer for a change of population to matter a lot to the stability of your political environment. I mean, just look at the evolution. We've done a show just looking town after town after town, Chicago, Detroit. Those are all cities that turned to absolute shit just out of a progressive demographic change. So you don't need everyone in Detroit to be a murderer, for Detroit to be in massive trouble, to be a very, very undesirable place to live. This is where race and politics intersect, not just to say we're going to put a whole population in jail, but what we should think about how our policies are favoring or disfavoring certain races and the demographic direction of the country. He says, what people hate is how 1% or 2% of a group acts, and what they are seeing is simply that Zionist media can always sucker a small portion of a group to adopt its degenerate prescription for them. It's by design. Thug life culture is a Hollywood and MTV creation pushed on blacks by the Zionist media, combined with the government subsidizing baby mama culture. They've destroyed the lowest strata and fostered division on purpose. Well, the facts are independent of the plan of the Zionist media. Like, even if it was the plan, the overarching plan of Jews in media, they want us to hate blacks. That wouldn't be an argument for either hating blacks or not hating blacks. Ultimately, demographic compatibility, whether we can live with one another, whether we should live slightly apart, whether we should have soft segregation, is determined by the compatibility of the behaviors of one population and the other, and the exact percentage at which your city can be said to have changed from one mode of life to another, and to another down to the criminal lifestyle and gang lifestyle. That is something we should consider, Ryan, independent of whether the Jews want us to. It's JF, JF, don't go into that white neighborhood where you'll be happy and protected from criminality. The Jews want you to go there. It's like, there is a point at which contrarianism is unwarranted, and it's the point at which you want to be so contrarian that you act against your own interest. So a very poor argument here based on that's what they want you to think. That they want you to be racist. That's what they want you to do. So don't do it. They need you to fight each other. Don't divide the guy. Get rid of the byproducts. Real black leadership is gone and it's been replaced by Snoop, Diddy, and Cardi. They want you acting like a dumb ass. Zionists thrive on a broken society. It is not that way because of DNA. Well, see, what do you know about it, Ryan? We've done the twin studies. It is that way because of DNA. I'm sorry, Ryan. Your cultural interpretation of, oh, well, the Jews wanted it that way. Isn't it fascinating that it exactly happens that way? You're going to tell me that it's DNA, huh? Yeah, I'm going to tell you that it's DNA, and it has nothing to do with what the Zionist media wants. It has to do with the studies on DNA that look into twin studies and that determine, is there a causal link or correlation link between your genes and your behavior? And the answer is yes. So, I'm always happy to review stuff that you want me to review, but this is very poorly argued, and those are all invalid arguments. I'm always annoyed by the argument that, you know, that's what they want you to think. We should name this fallacy. It's not because some hostile group wants you to think one way that you shouldn't think that way. And that is the threshold at which contrarianism becomes bad. You cannot just adopt the contrary of what your enemy wants you to adopt, or else your enemy is controlling you. And then you become manipulatable and directable. Real Base Talk says, wrong, lack of strong control, and blacks will act according to their nature. This accounts for most of the difference between today and 70 years ago. I mean, you can make all sorts of arguments that the black population was capable of living a monogamous lifestyle when you look at the rates of marriages in the 1940s, 50s. There has been a massive drop of it. Now, we can talk about multiple causes that could have led to this. It's really unimportant. What's important is the established causes between genes and behavior that we know in all population are the case. Whites, blacks, Asians, no matter who you are determined by your genes. Matt says, it's always people who live far away who have these anti-racist views. Oh yeah, isn't it comfortable? Ryan Dawson tweeting from the Japan ethnostate. Oh yeah, I hadn't thought about this, but this is a good one. You're absolutely correct. They're incapable of living with the consequences of their beliefs. Like Ukraine, when shit goes down, they'll be the first on the plane. Listen to this half-Arab, half-Jewish woman, a gay woman who has a black son. She explains that she's now fleeing California. Are you fucking kidding me?
I grew up here. I'm a woman. I'm a gay woman. My mom's a Jew. My dad's an Arab. I have a black kid. And believe it or not, my son is half Latin. Even though he doesn't look like it. I hold a million cards in your game of woke victimology poker. And when I leave California, maybe you've lost your fucking mind. Just maybe. Like, when you have me running from home.
She was fine subverting the whole of society, part of her own personal life. But, as her people started engaging in a genocide and The Californian leftist started draining her wealth with taxes. You've went too far.
Home. Maybe it's gone way too far.
Yeah, well, you caused this. And in your Jewish culture, you may have heard about the Golem story. You have unleashed a golem onto Western civilization, and through your egotistical lens, you are the first affected.
What was the line? Like what was it?
My God, I guess, girl, there's not enough time. And, you know, I actually take this line from Bill and Elon Musk, and they're like, I actually haven't changed. Yes. The world around me is shifting, and I haven't moved.
Who could have known that the world would take your ideas and push them just a little further? I mean, this is something I want to talk about with the revolutionary phenotype. You know, these people, these ethicists who are like, oh, well, there is no damage caused if we do this one gene and then this one gene, or there is no reported issue with the medical outcomes. You have to start asking people, can you guarantee to me that we're not in a sliding slope here? Can you guarantee to me that not only you have your little belief about gay marriage, okay, but that you're not going to cause a state of society that goes in a direction that you can't control? We have to start holding people responsible for what they cause down the line. And it's like, this is totally out of the intellectual conversation. I have literally never heard people being questioned. Hey, you know, okay, I can see that this works at time T. Like, I can imagine, okay, gay marriage. Okay, so we're going to have a gay marriage. There's going to be a place. People are going to celebrate. They're going to have a certificate. Boom, you got gay marriage. Down the line, what is the consequence of it? Down the line, is an elementary school teacher going to try to chop the dick of my son? That is the question. And and I can't believe that we're not having conversations about the incontrollability of the left. These people are just implementing one thing and they say, oh, well, there's no evidence for harm. Look, there's no evidence that your scenario will happen. Well, at some point, can we deploy some physics here, some basic sociology? Can we think, when I do something in society, it has had impacts in the past, and it's probably going to have impacts in the future too? Ariel Suarez says, and by the took a little further, you mean follow those ideas to their logical conclusions. Yeah, we're not even talking about weird stuff out there that couldn't have been predicted. I mean, the whole ramp from gay marriage to pedophilia acceptance intellectually had been called out as gay marriage was enacted. So it's like there were people knowing exactly what's, you know, down the line. Okay, down the line, California is going to decriminalize fucking 14 years old.
So some of these laws that are passing here are absolutely fucking mind-boggling in relation to crime, protecting our kids. Like, we're decriminalizing everything, which arguably I would probably be okay with.
There you go. There you go. You hadn't realized that the criminal system was accidentally spilling into making your life better, almost accidentally. You haven't realized that when we're punishing a theft at a convenience store, we might be protecting you from a future murder. When we're harsh with the theft at the convenience store, it's because we know we are in a path here, a man who constitutes danger, who doesn't respect other people's property, and therefore is much, much more likely to eventually kill you. It's incredible how much more likely someone is to kill you if they've been involved in some petty crime before. So you had a criminal system that was accidentally helping you in ways that were not specified in the guidebook of the criminal code, but they were helping. And because you want to be so loose about it, because you're there, even as you consider leaving California, you're okay with it. You're okay with decriminalization. But how many murders have been saved by people who have been jailed for marijuana? Because when you carry marijuana in a society where it is illegal to carry marijuana, the carrying of the drug is not so grave. I'm not alarmed by the carrying of the drug. I'm not alarmed by the drug. You only hurt yourself with it. But we were catching criminals who were integrating slowly the criminal lifestyle. Now, if you decriminalize just marijuana, suddenly you have no more means to capture those future criminals. You find yourself with more crime, more homeless people, more crazy people on the streets that are attacking your children.
But we're not regulating any of it.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you're going to decriminalize sex work, but only so women can legally loiter on the streets, like not to keep them safe, not to have them pay taxes.
Well, there you go. Your leftist ideals are never met. What do you want us to do? You want us to become managers of prostitutes? You want us to have state social workers paid 24/7 to just surround the prostitutes and make sure that she's safe? Now, at this point, you are being drained by an economic domain. You are just being drained, and you're finding ways to lose government money at allowing prostitution exchanges.
Not to make them, you know, regularly check for STDs, not to take away the pimps out of the equation. It's the like, if you made that argument to me, I'd be like, well, yes, we want, of course. I mean, I could be liberal. I could go there with you. But I grew up this way.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. California is made of this. You are the building block of California. I could go there. Yeah, we know. That's why we live away from you. It's because you can go there and you don't live with the consequences of going there. The consequences is, yes, you're going to have street prostitution. Yes, they're going to have pimps. And you can't do anything about it. That's just the degenerate direction of the world when you allow it.
But when it's like, oh, and then what we're going to do is we're going to pass a law for LGBTQ rights so that 24-year-old men can sleep with 14-year-old boys and not have to register as a sex offender because it's just not fair to the gays. I'm like, what? It's what? Like, I don't know if you saw that one. That was like, I think early 2020 when they passed that law.
Mm-hmm. You have liberated sexuality. You've been enlarging the definition of what's acceptable. And so there you go. You have people pushing all for their little interest. Oh, because the gays, of course, need to recruit young. If they don't do it, they will disappear, and recruitment is their only way to reproduce. So, yeah, they are pushing for their rights. But this is all done in a society of special minority interest. Oh, we want this. Oh, we need this. The same way we ended up with Arabs demanding in Canada some special family court because, oh, my God, your family courts are so unfair to men. We need a Sharia court. And it's like, wait a minute, why don't I benefit from the Sharia court? Why don't I benefit from the 14-year-old special license of California if I want to fuck a woman? Well, it's because of special interest groups that you've been wanting to defend all the time.
And I was like, if a 24-year-old man touches my 14-year-old son...
Oh, and now, see, it's when it affects her. So the problem is now she realizes that life is about giving birth to children. And now she's faced with the fact that she has a 14-year-old son who's at risk of getting toward those decriminalized areas like prostitution and drug, or to get fucked in the ass by a gay teacher.
Oh, I will get a gun and yes. take matters into my own hands.
Yes.
Like,
not very popular, this gun. this girl is a Jew in California saying she's going to use a gun to shoot anyone who approaches her son. A gay Californian teacher who approaches her son. That's not going to be very popular in California.
Are you fucking kidding? Or the fact that a 12-year-old child can be put on off-label cancer drugs.
That's the logical conclusion. If medication is a right, and if choosing your gender is a right, and if it's so important that it's fundamental, and it's like keeping someone from choosing their gender is basically torture. You're basically causing their suicide for adults. But follow it to the logical conclusion. At what point is it the case that you can liberate someone from that torture? If you've accepted that it was torture for someone to undergo the natural processes of nature, then you have to save the children from that torture. Then just watching puberty happen in a child is an act of violence, because you've accepted that inaction, medical inaction against nature was an error, that it was something to be corrected, and that it was something deserving even of considerations of human rights and humanitarian treatment. You're done. So you've accepted all of the premises leading to the downslide, and you're discontent with the slide. But it's so sad that those are very well-off people. I mean, at this point in California, you have to be well-off to want to continue living there. And they will get away from the troubles that they cause. In a way, it's sad for California. Even if I have absolute disrespect for this state, they will just get dumped. And they're going to be stuck with all the problems of the world all of a sudden without people to pay tax to solve them. These have undoubtedly been the wildest 72 hours in French politics in my lifetime. Pretty incredible stuff. So lots of instability, because Macron declared the election super quick in France, and it led to parties wanting to do alliances, and there was this Le Pen niece of Marine Le Pen, who's a young conservative in France and is building her political career. She had sided with Eric Zemmour, and you know, they had Zemmour, who is a Jew, but a kind of French nationalist Jew. Like, you have to give him credit. He is perhaps one of the French people who is most nationalist in his speech, at least. We would have to see on his action if he was successful politically. But the Le Pen girl just betrayed him, totally fucked him up, because she got integrated in his Jewish conservative party. And now that, you know, now that things start to be hot, that things start to matter, she suddenly does a switch back, trying to do an alliance with the Front National, or whatever they call it now, with the party of Le Pen. So she's going back to family. That's interesting. And Macron is basically trying to focus and create this kind of instability to exploit it. But I don't think he's going to be successful. I think, he may be successful in helping the bleed out to stop, but I think there's going to be a relative increase of right-wing victories in France, of course, because society has become unmaintainable in its current leftist direction there. The Sandy Hook families seek to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. And this is where... this is not the purpose of bankruptcy court. This was not supposed to be the purpose of defamation law. Defamation is if you harm me, you pay me some money. But at this point, they have reached the point of saying, well, Alex Jones is in a bankruptcy and he owns his social media account. We are very much overstepping the First Amendment here. Because a social media account, yes, can be seen as a property, but it is just the direct exercise of your speech with your identity. It is and can you seize the First Amendment right of Alex Jones? You can't. And so I think we should have a conception of social media because it's so tied to yourself. It's so much you and your views, and it's so personal that it should be like your First Amendment right. I cannot say, well, DK Shadow, you owe me $1 million. I'm going to seize your house, your horse, and your First Amendment right. So going forward, I will speak for DK Shadow. Going forward, I will be able to emit a statement for DK Shadow. Of course, I'm not saying it's what will happen with Twitter accounts. Of course, they probably want to take the Twitter account, sell it super cheap, just to destroy it, or maybe just cancel it, just to shit on free speech, you ultimately. And that's what sucks. It's because you pass through an indirect means to attack Alex Jones' First Amendment rights. I'm totally against this. NATO expansion, a new detailed timeline. So the NATO website has changed their website, and they debunk Russian disinformation. Now they say the wording NATO expansion is already part of the myth. NATO did not hunt for new members or want to expand eastward. NATO respects every nation's rights to choose its own path. This is all you got, NATO? It's like, oh no, we didn't seek to grow eastward. It's just those countries, they have chosen us. It's absolutely ridiculous. If when Russia says, well, Cuba has chosen us to host our missiles, you wouldn't let Russia build up a bunch of countries that side with it, that let it install missiles aimed at the US. This is what you've done. And it is a ridiculous argument. This, well, they chose. Oh, certainly they chose. But you've been engaged in PSYOP campaigns in these countries when they chose against you. So look at what they've done in Ukraine in 2014. So Ukraine was on the brink of choosing between more of an alliance with the European Union, more of an alliance with Russia. What does the US do? PSYOPs, social media training of personalities in Ukraine, basically a coup. Pushing out the existing president with snipers on the street, shooting people. If that's the alternative, is there really a choice? Is there really a choice? Or do these NATO countries really consent? If they don't consent, you punish them with a coup, with violence, and with subversion. X Daily News says Stanford Internet Observatory is shutting down. Twitter files reveal that SIO actively collaborated with Twitter to suppress information they knew was factually true. Oh yeah, those are the little academics just analyzing, making networks. Who is JF speaking to? Ah, there's a link between JF and Richard Spencer. Let's put a link on the graph. And they're like, we have quantized extremism. I'm super happy that they are going off. It's fake science, and it's funded by a bunch of people who want to benefit from the veneer of institutional approval, and that don't deserve it, really, because they're not scientists. They're not even good sociologists. They're just making these graph reports just to say they've done something, and they don't engage with the IDs. They just make graphs. Bump stock ban was tossed out by the Supreme Court in gun rights win. So there's this extension that you could put on the AR-15 or things like this. And it was what? Just protecting your shoulder from having too big of a hit on the recoil of the gun. It's totally a regular item that should be... There's no indication that it makes you more dangerous, so under the Second Amendment should totally be allowed. We have here some rapper, YSL Woody. I don't know who that is, but he's in a criminal case, and here I think that the prosecutor farted or something, so he told her that she was thinking and she needs to step away. I don't know if it was true. Was there truly a smell? Or was he just playing to insult her? I don't know what that is. This is so funny, though. Let's review the content of Lily. First, an appeal to getting knocked up.
Hey, America. Hey, people not having kids. You are some stupid motherfuckers out there. The birth rate is declining, and what are you doing? You're getting married? Like, why even bother fucking getting married, you loser? You're getting married. You have some fucking...
She's really... In her style of delivery, I feel something non-natural. She's exaggeratingly using demeaning words like loser, F word, you're a loser, you're bad, hey. And I don't know what to think about this. It's not very feminine. It's exaggerated. It's like forced. Yeah, forced Karen tone. Bird flu, you got it right. It's exactly what it is. And it's kind of annoying. It's like, why not be pleasant? You can use strong words. You can use these strong words when they are justified. But constantly, just she's packing them. You can see that she's packing.
Dog in a stroller like a faggot. And then what are you doing? How are you helping America? We're letting the birth rates decline, and I'm speaking particularly to white people. So today, I want you to take the time.
Okay, you could say kind of based. She's speaking to specifically white people. So white people have to reproduce. I would agree with this message.
Out of your day to thank a single mom, because us girls getting knocked up, we're the only ones helping with the declining birth rate.
And here, I'm not sure. Did she just admit being a single mom?
Us girls getting knocked up? White people. So today, I want you to take the time out of your day to thank a single mom, because us girls getting knocked up.
I want you to take the time today to thank a single mom, because us girls getting knocked up. Is there a black child, half black child in this car? Is Lily a mother, a single mother? Is Lily a single mother who divorced or got rid of the dad? Is she saying us single mom or us girls, like non-single mom girls?
Particularly to white people. So today, I want you to take the time out of your day to thank a single mom, because
thank a single mom.
Us girls getting knocked up, we're the only ones helping with the declining birth rate.
We are the only one helping with the declining birth rate. I'm gonna have to ask her. I'm going on Twitter right now. Questions have arisen from a video where Lily says to thank single moms and then proceeds to use the word us. Is Lily, a single conservative mom. All right. I have asked Lily. We will see if we can get an answer on Twitter. I'm sorry, but this is... I have a second sense for females who are hiding things in their sentences that they need and want to put it out there so that they can later argue, well, I've said it before. This is slimy, 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 slimy.
Particularly to white people. So today, I want you to take the time out of your day to thank a single mom, because us girls getting knocked up, we're the only ones helping with the declining birth rate. You're welcome, America. You're fucking welcome, God.
Okay, she's going strong, using strong words. Is she going to get banned in the new internet? Because it seems that Elon Musk has set up a new feeling for the internet, and that perhaps what she's doing there may not lead to a ban, because the leftists have lost control of some stuff. She's from the TikTok culture, which is different from YouTube. You can get censored on TikTok for a lot of stuff, but very often they're less American leftist in their mentality, more Chinese in their mentality of banning. Ayan says, JF's little-known second PhD in womanology. Oh, yeah, man, I know exactly what these phrasings mean, and I will investigate. I have asked Lily the question. We will see. Ayan is saying that he has retweeted my tweet here. I'm going to pin it. Why are we okay with this? Some new content from Lily. I mean, she's churning.
It's really weird to me that people are okay with the fact that the government can take away a felon's right to bear arms. Like, I don't care if you've committed a violent crime. I don't care what you've done. Once you've paid your time, once you've, you know, paid your debt to society, done your jail time, whatever, as soon as you get out, they should need to hand you your guns back. The government should not be able to distinguish who gets to have guns and who doesn't, because as soon as you allow that, if you give these people an inch, they will take a mile. So first it's felons. Next, what is it going to be? People who vote against them, people who vote against establishment, people who, are conspiracy theorists. Like, you don't want to let the government have any leeway. You want to keep a tight rein on the government, and we need to start by letting felons have guns again, because they're coming for our guns next. You realize that? Like, it's an easy argument for them, but they're coming for yours.
That is a tough one, because I agree in principle. I agree in principle. Especially in today's world, they are making felonies up of nothing with the January 6th stuff, for example. And it's like, in that world, it is definitely unjust to be depriving people of weapons. But in a world where the felonies are just and the people imprisoned are truly evil and the laws are straight, there is a pragmatic good thing that's happening here where, yeah, if you've committed a murder before, it's good that you don't have guns. So it's like, I'm willing to take the ideological slide argument, but because I know it's the current America, she's right on this. But for violent crimes, yeah, I would disagree. For violent crimes, you have no idea of the low-level scum that we just free onto the streets. It's unbelievable. It's people that sometimes we know they will commit violent crimes again. And it makes sense to deprive them of weapons. Now, the cat question, something that I've been for many years in the conservative space, but I never knew that the cats were an important question. Let's hear about the cats.
I fucking hate animal rights activists, and I'll tell you why. Because while they're out there, let's protect the dumb animals. Yes, it's a dumb animal. It's a dumb animal. It doesn't have a soul. It's worthless. It doesn't care about you. And when your dumbass kills over in your house, the
okay, too much dumbass, too much compaction of foul language.
Cat, that cat that you so fucking adore is going to come over and start eating your face. It's true. A child's not going to do that. And then these same people, as they're like worshiping the animals, worshiping cats, worshiping their stupid dogs, pushing them around in strollers to where I think it's like, oh, you got a little kid. And then it's, oh, never mind. It's your stupid, dumb fucking cat. These same people, these fat asses, and they're always ugly, by the way. They're out in the
just attacking the fat asses. They've done nothing to you. What's the problem here? What the fuck is wrong with this woman?
Street protesting because they might not be able to get their 10th.
Is there really a link between fat asses and cats? I've never heard this one.
Abortion. Like, first of all, bitch, who's impregnating?
And now they're going to get abortions? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we compacting a little too much here? We went from cats to abortions.
They're out in the street protesting because they might not be able to get their 10th abortion. Like, first of all, bitch, who's impregnating you? Second of all, that's a fucking human being. Like, do we not even care about human beings anymore? Y'all want to bitch about genocide and don't give a fuck about aborted babies.
She's at the border of being interesting. She's almost there, but but when she says her critique of abortion, she is hiding jewelry inside of it. Because she's like, if you guys complain about genocide, but then you kill babies. What is she talking about here? Clearly she's talking about the people who complain about the Israeli genocide of the Gazans. That's what she's talking about. And she's doing it in the most subversive way. Just dressing it as a kind of aggressive attack on those liberals, haha. But really, what she's doing here is making a balanced argument between you care so much about the Israeli genocide of Gazans, and yet I can't get you to care about the abortion genocide of babies in America. This girl is scary. This girl is dangerous. I believe very much that she could be an agent of pro-Israeli thought and that she may already be on a subversive program of trying to get integrated into right-wing commentary. And eventually, we learn more and more that she's going to side with Zionist powers. It's a tot ups, says DK Shadow. This girl is dangerous. It's one of the most subversive thing I've seen happen at all. Like, of all the etats, at least the etats of 2016, they were kind of naive. They were kind of They were naive, and sometimes they were going in the wrong direction, but you could feel that they were not super funded. This girl is deploying her strategy in such a psychopathic manner and subversive manner. I am extremely afraid she could do harm. Ty Odyssey says, we'll watch this later. Just popping in to say, I just found out my wife of 3 years thought Alaska was an island because of how it's represented on US maps. There's always more to learn about your spouse. Well, thankfully, she is a woman. And so her belief that Alaska is an island should not be a massive problem for any of her duties. Lendald Guntram says, technically, our babies are more important than some ethnoplay taking place elsewhere. Disentanglement needed for sure. Yeah, well, The Israel-Gaza question is not just a Middle Eastern question. To me, it is first and foremost an American politics question. I don't really care what happens to the land there. To me, it's a To me, Gaza is just a parking space with people inhabiting it. And I don't particularly care about these people. I do care a lot about the negative effect of American political subversion by foreign entities. That is something I care a lot about. Musk has succeeded at getting the Tesla shareholders to vote for him to be compensated the way they had promised him. Now, that's a fascinating case to me. So you have a bunch of parasitic liars who show up and say, no, Tesla cannot pay Elon Musk that much money. It's unjust compensation. And they make the argument and the judge gives them the win. And it's like, wait a minute, this is compensation that the Tesla shareholders have already... And on top of it, it was compensation based on performance. It's like, if you can bring Tesla's value that high, we will pay you that much. Well, Elon Musk did it. Elon Musk pulled an economic miracle. And you have a judge and a bunch of parasitic liars who get themselves paid by Tesla who make this argument, and it's super dirty that this happened in Delaware. And I'm super happy because Musk has responded to this by not only making a vote that he would get paid this amount of money. So at this point, the Tesla shareholders have decided again to reward him with the proper amount of money. But on top of it, he's moving the corporation papers from Delaware to Texas. Now, physically, that doesn't mean much because it's not a move of a building. It's not a move of an industry. But on paper and in effect, it means a lot. What it means is that future cases will be determined by more right-wing judges from Texas, more conservative ones, and eventually those states that go harsh against capitalism, and it seems that Delaware now has to be counted in, they will punish themselves because now all of the liars of Delaware won't get paid for the next trouble that they can cause. They can literally cause no more trouble to Tesla and Elon Musk. So that's absolutely beautiful, and it's what we need to do in America. Just segregate, separate, build walls, make sure that it's very hard for leftists to come and immigrate to states that are still sensical because they will ruin all of America. Trigmamel says, this will be my last donation for the next 5 weeks. I'm off to the Philippines. I'm now joining the ranks of the Passport Bros. Wow, I'm super happy that you're updating us here. And, you know, Trigmamel is a very long story for those of you who have been following his super chats. And I've been talking to him privately. He is going for a Filipinos wife. Just he met her online and he's going for her, trying to apply the JF theory of the white dick to Asian vagina being compatible. And you know, you have to give the credit to Shringmamel. This guy is a functional American with everything fine financially, could support a whole life. He's good. I know him. He's good. He's good looking. You know, he's not like a Hollywood actor level of good looking, but he's not fat. He's in shape. He's good looking. So if there is someone who could catch a woman, it's him. And Shringmamel has spent the last few years trying this, trying all of the dating tricks, trying to cause encounters with females. He even got expulsed from a place where he had asked 200 girls in a row. He got expulsed from a college campus trying to increase the number. So there is basically nothing for him in America. Just the dating world is too bad, and the females are too wild. He's had a lot of single night encounters, a lot of one night stand, a lot of girlfriends in the process. They all abandoned him the same way they abandoned me. The Western female is just broken. And so my statement has always been the same. My theory has always been the same. You should try white woman. But if you are rejected by the white woman market, you should definitely try the Asian woman. And that's what he's done. Now he's going to have a cute Filipinos girlfriend. I've seen her. I would have fucked her back in the days. Of course, at this point, I am spoiled by the most beautiful wife in the world. But back in the days, she would have passed. I mean, she's maybe an 8 out of 10 Filipinos woman. And it seems that she's insane in the head, which led to the question, should Shrink Mamel pursue a woman who's insane in the fucking head? Like, threats of suicide, levels of insane, hallucination of ghost insane, you know, banging on the wall, just crazy spider levels of insane. And I don't have the final answer as to whether one should pursue inseminating the insane. But my philosophy has always been insemination first, and then think about it. Yeah, I think that Shrink Mamel is opening. In the end, Shrink Mamel is really on the road of success. I don't think that it can go bad. Now, being with an insane woman is fucking demanding energetically. It will totally wreck you mentally, and it will wreck your heart, and you will die very young because of it. But there is no feeling of comfort that equates knowing that you are coming inside a woman to make a baby. And Shrink Mamel has decided that he would succeed, no matter what it took. And what it took for now is to send him on the other side of the planet to a propulsed engine. Good luck in the plane, Shrink Mamel. You know, diversity IRAs and all. I feel like you are the space monkey. The space monkey in the circus cannon, getting ready to be exploded into the firmament. Good luck, space monkey. That's how I feel that it is. People are raising the problem of scams. Yeah, you do have to be careful of scams. I mean, in these countries, there are entire groups of people just simulating being a female on the internet. So I would not tell anyone out there, just go to the first woman you catch on the internet, because it's most likely a scam. But in his case, he has made verification, and I know he's an intelligent man. And so, you know, he's been talking extensively with her and verifying with her. It does seem that there's some insane woman in the jungle out there waiting to get inseminated by Shrink Mamel. So why shouldn't he do it? You know, be careful with the toxic trees. You know, when you inseminate in the jungle, one of the biggest danger that we don't know as Americans, the jungle has toxic trees. You can die if you walk around the wrong tree. Some of these trees, they emit some gas that can kill you. Other than this, I think that Shrink Mamel is headed toward a great... DK Shadow says, make sure you have enough money to pay ransom if it's a kidnapping scheme. My philosophy on this is make sure you have zero money. My philosophy with this is, if you want to kidnap me, motherfuckers, you're going to have to kill me. You're going to have to kill me. I'm dying with my Bitcoin. Fuck you. That's my attitude. Of course, you may have a different approach, but the worst idea probably is to have exactly the amount that you think the kidnappers are going to have. You are incentivizing their kidnapping activities. No, my attitude, I guess I'm this kind of paladin, like neutral good type of personality, or good chaotic good personality. The white knight, you know, to me, it's like every second I'm willing to die for principles. And if you kidnap me, I'm going to fuck you up mentally. I mean, I will look into your soul and I will be ready to be martyrized for good, martyrized for truth. Anyways, Shrugging Mamadi can do whatever he likes on this. Nick Fuentes rejected at TP USA.
Yeah, this is America first, not America! America
first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first!
So it's good. It's good to see Nick. You know, still at the forefront of the conservative discussion. And this little gathering that he does outside TPUSA is actually better news for the conservative movement than anything that will happen inside. And he does a beautiful speech. There's even a Jew trying to say, who started the war of Israel-Gaza? And, you know, it seems that the person wanted to hear back, well, it's the October 7th attack that have started the war. But Nick Fuentes just destroys this guy. Listen to this.
I think everybody knows that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza right now. They killed 30,000 women and children. They've done it with our money. They've done it with our bombs. It is reprehensible to any Christian to support what Israel is doing in Gaza right now.
Who started the war?
Israel. The Nakba in 1948 when they massacred thousands of people after they invaded.
And see, this guy was trying to bring the October 7th, and Nick is like, it's in 1948 that this war has started, when the Israelis massacred the people that lived there. Boom! Boom! This is better than anything that will happen inside the TPUSA meetup.
Israel's leader should be kissing our wall.
Yeah!
This girl is taking red hair to a whole new level. I mean, what the fuck is this? Some journalist? Is she a right-wing journalist? Or is she... like, wow. Those hair are red. I've never seen hairs that red. Anyways, that is it for tonight, boys. Bitcoin MicroStrategy is announcing that they are extending their $500 million offer to $700 million. So typically that means they've already sold the $700 million, but they're making this public announcement just to be able to say, oh, well, we offered it publicly. But if they switch from 500 to 700, that means someone came in and said, I want 200 million more Bitcoin. So basically, MicroStrategy is continuing this convertible senior note strategy where they're just taking corporate money from big institutional investors and they're just buying Bitcoin with it. And in exchange, they are making promises of very low interest rate. I mean, 2.25%. So they're basically making a small promise of small interest, and they have the confidence that Bitcoin will rise more than 2.25%, which is kind of a safe bet. That is genius, absolute genius. Dinky Shadow says, Sailor's money printer goes brrrr. Absolutely beautiful to see this apparatus of infinite wealth creation that Michael Saylor has built. Much love, everyone. We'll be following our Twitter account during the evening to see if we get an answer. Is Lily a single mom? Apparently, there are already videos emerging of Lily with a I'm trying to guess the race of the child. Is this a half Asian, half Middle Eastern, Arab, 25% African child? Let's just say that it may not be a white child. Well, we have our answer. Lily is a single mom.